At the time this happened for me, I was approximately 81. I had a 25-year-old car, which we brought to Colorado when I moved here. I ended up giving that car to someone whose son had cerebral palsy and was wheelchair bound. They needed a bigger car, a trunk that was big enough for his wheelchair. I had no need for that car. I couldn't drive and would never be able to drive again. The car just sat outside Pam's house. I would be concerned about the car not being driven enough to keep the battery up. I was concerned about entering into the winter months with the car. And when this man came across my path with this problem his son had, I heard, just give him the car. So I did give him the car. But before that happened, I was thinking about putting new seat covers on the car. And the Holy Spirit was watching this situation and listening to my thinking. And as I considered putting new seat covers on the car, the Holy Spirit interrupted and said, "Or you could just buy a new car." I'd never considered that. I was 81 years old and couldn't even drive. Pam had a 16 or 17-year-old Acura SUV, and we could use it. The night the Holy Spirit said that to me, I had a dream that I bought a new car. There was another part of the dream where I was surprised that I didn't ask my father which car to buy. That's an important part of the dream. The next day after the dream, I told Pam what had happened, and we went to look for cars, on the assumption she would just sell her car and put that in on the new car. And I had given my car, or was getting ready to give it away. So we went to the area of Colorado Springs where there are probably 15 or 20 car dealers, and they're all next door, one after another, and started driving cars to try to find a car that was comfortable for me to ride in, because I'd by that time been operated on two times for the same broken left hip, and the bone shattered in my leg, and the surgeon put in a titanium rod to try to hold my leg together. So there was quite a bit of pain involved in my life. It was really much worse when I rode in a car. We went to look at cars. And we drove several high-level cars, Lincoln, Cadillac, Lexus, I think, was one of the cars we drove. We drove an Acura. People tend to buy the car they've had previously if they've had good success with it. And Pam liked her Acura. But when she bought her Acura 17 years earlier, she was working at FedEx. She was going skiing. She was doing things like that. We failed to take this into consideration. Now she didn't need an SUV. She didn't need a car that was going to go in snow. Although we do have snow in Colorado Springs where we live. But there's some things we missed along the way. The Acura was probably the last car we test drove. As we were pulling out of the lot to test drive this Acura SUV. I heard a word from God by the Spirit of God. I heard this. You should drive a Mercedes. Acura was exactly across from Mercedes. So I was having a little private conversation with the Holy Spirit while we were test driving this Acura. And I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about Mercedes. And having seen it, the building right across from the Acura building, I thought, well, we'll come back and drive a Mercedes. Then I forgot about it. I didn't even tell Pam what was going on. I was talking to God, basically, by the Holy Spirit. And having a conversation. And I probably had it in my mind that Mercedes was too expensive for me to consider. I don't drive cars like Porsche that I think would be too expensive. I wouldn't test drive a car I didn't think I could buy. And we were already up into at least the $50,000 price range with the cars we'd driven, and I think maybe the Lincoln and Cadillac were closer to $80,000. Well, we bought the Acura, and within a year, I found I was having a lot of pain when I rode in the Acura. It was rather rough. Sort of like a truck in a wheat field or something. Well, I got to the point that every time we met a car on the highway, I'd think, I wonder how that car would ride. I wonder how this car would ride. This went on for 3 years. You normally don't buy a brand new car and then within a year buy another brand new car. It just doesn't make sense. Because you lose so much money. We continued with the Acura for 3 years, 3.5 years. And finally, I had gotten to the point I just wouldn't go with Pam when she'd leave the house. I'd say, no, I think I'll just stay home. And one day, she went out and went someplace in the Acura, and she realized she didn't even like to drive it. She turned to God and said, I don't even like this car. What are we doing? At the same time, I had decided it was time to go ahead and bite the bullet and try to find a car I could ride in and then get rid of the Acura, sell it. So I asked Pam, when I found out she was interested in changing cars, I asked her to please look online and see if she could find cars that had air suspension. My old Lincoln had air suspension and just rode great. So she made a list of the cars that had air suspension, and we went out to try to find another car. When we started riding in the cars that were listed as having air suspension, they really didn't seem much, if any, better than the Acura we had. We even called a person who added air suspension to trucks. And he didn't work on cars, but he told us someone who did. We considered adding air suspension to the Acura. But then we decided to just try the new cars. We tried Cadillac. We tried Lincoln. We went by the Buick place. They didn't have air suspension on any of their cars at that time. This was 2023. We went to Lexus, and then I remembered that I'd heard you should drive a Mercedes. So we went to Mercedes. Pam explained the problem, that I needed a car that was especially smooth riding, like the old Lincolns and Cadillacs used to be in the 70s. The salesman was going to have us drive a less expensive Mercedes, which was, I think, $50,000 or so. Pam said, oh, just go up to the next level. So we started with one which was, I think, an E-Class, and it was $80,000. And it was just like the MDX. It wasn't any better than the MDX on riding. So the salesman said, you're going to have to go to an S-Class. We said, well, how much is that? And he said, it's $125,000. Well, we were just stunned, of course. But we were going to drive it because of that word I'd heard. You should drive a Mercedes. Well, I got into it. The front seat passenger side, S-Class car. And these are the words I said without even thinking. Now this is a car. So we rode a little bit in it, and we decided we would take it out for the weekend on a trial. And the manager said, would you consider a demo? He said, we've got a demo S-Class that our owner of the Mercedes has been using for the past few months, and he's ready now to switch to another demo, and it only has 4,000 miles. And I thought, well, that'd be fine because they'll lower the price considerably, and the one who's been driving it, he would take care of it. And so I felt real good about a car that maybe the bugs had been worked out of by someone who knew what they were doing. So we got the demo S-Class, and they were going to figure a price for us that they could sell it for. We had it for the weekend. We got it on a Saturday, and we didn't have to bring it back till Monday. Pam said, well, I would really have to love a car to pay over $100,000 for it. Well, I had the money because I had sold my house in Texas and the money was sitting in the bank, almost $300,000. So we took the car out. It was just not like anything we'd ever driven before, either of us. And by the time we went up into the mountains and came back down into Colorado Springs, I said, well, what do you think about it? And she said, I really love it. I could tell how much she enjoyed driving it on the mountain, curvy roads. It rode just like it was on a cloud or glass or something. It was so smooth, just like the old 1970 and 80 cars used to be, before they made them shorter and got into all of the problems with gas pricing and stuff like that. So by Monday, when we were to take the car back, I said, well, I just want to drive two more cars, BMW and Audi. The Audi was directly behind the Mercedes dealer. So we drove the BMW. It turned out it was $134,000 for their better one. And I didn't even want to get off the parking lot with it. I knew instantly it was not the level that we had been using of that Mercedes. So we went back up on the hill where Audi is right behind Mercedes, And I said, I don't want to drive an Audi. This is nonsense. Let's buy this Mercedes. Let's see how much we can buy it for. Well, it turned out, I think it was $117,000, but we sold the MDX for $30,000, so it really made it $80,000-some-odd by the time we sold the MDX. That's still an awful lot of money, I think. But I had the money. And God gave me a verse of Scripture, a couple of them. I don't know if I can remember both of them, but I can remember one of them, to confirm the buying of this car. Here I am, I can't even drive a car. And here I am, 86 years old, and considering buying this Mercedes S-Class, which is over $100,000. But I had almost, well, I had two CDs from the sale of the house in Texas. So one CD would pay for the car and have money left over. And the other CD had $105,000 in it. And God gave me a scripture. It's in 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world. I always just consider that rich means something like you've got your debts paid for and you've got money in the bank. And I had no debt. And I did have money in the bank from the sale of that house. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches. When we get older, I think we usually don't want to spend our money. We're kind of trusting in our money in case something happens. Nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I knew I had the approval of God to buy that car. They were going to wash the car for us, and I wouldn't even get out of it. I said, no, just don't do that car wash. We bought the car on November 6th, and it was just like we entered some type of wonderful dream. And we just thought about it and couldn't wait to get back in the car and go on our little errands. We don't go far. But it was just a wonderfully thrilling experience every day, something neither of us had experienced. It was obviously God blessing us. Sometimes God takes you in a direction that you never, ever had thought about, and it is such an enormous enjoyment to you. And such a miracle. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.